Hello and welcome to Zoe's Political Podcast. Today we are being joined by several members of the Environment and Public Works Committee. John Barrasso, Republican, chairman of the committee.
Are we recording this, or?
Yes, sir.
Why?
It's a podcast, sir.
What's a podcast?
You signed up for this, sir. Moving on, we also have Tom Carper, Democrat.
Where's the audience?
Sir, this is a podcast.
I agree. Where's the audience?
We also have joining us James Inhofe. I believe that's how you say it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Republican. Pleased to have you here. And lastly, we have Cory Booker, a Democrat.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. So the Environment and Public Works Committee was established in 1837. What are some of the things that have been going on in this committee since the founding of the committee?
Well, considering it's been 200 years, there's been a lot going on. I mean, we founded the FBA, mm-hmm. We put in a bunch of different wildlife protection policies in the government. I'm old. My memory isn't what it used to be.
It's okay, sorry.
We have state parks, federal land, which is very important for the conservation of different ecosystems.
Yeah.
As well as protecting things like our shorelines from litter and animal protections. That was one. Yeah. That's a big one as well.
Yeah.
We like to fund scientific projects, in order to keep science moving forward, to like prove how humans have also interacted with the environment, climate change being a thing and...
lack of it.
Climate change being a thing because science says it is, and that we are large contributors to that with, carbon emissions and just overuse of resources.
I see. All right.
But climate change isn't real, obviously. It's just the Democrats trying to push their own agenda. So I check your facts.
I did, and in Scientific Journal it says they are correct.
Was that a democratically funded Scientific Journal?
I don't believe that's relevant.
Oh, really? It isn't relevant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Let's move on to the government shutdown. How has this been impacting the Environment and Public Works Committee?
It has had an impact, especially with our federal parks and the state parks, especially with litter. But I feel like this is a very small problem, considering the problem that our president is trying to fix. Shutdown,
have you seen the masses amount of trash building up in these national parks?
Have you?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you went and took long, ganderful walks in the national parks in the mornings.
I'm old. That's all I do. It's like all I'm good for.
Mr. Carper, you are continuously late to our meetings. Is this what you've been doing?
No. As one of the Environment and Public Works Committee, I think I am entitled to go through a stroll through our wonderful national parks.
Then where's the nearest national park to Washington, D.C.?
All right, as fascinating as this is, we're getting a little off topic of how this is affecting, the government shutdown is affecting the committee.
I apologize, ma'am.
It's all right.
Especially on behalf of him.
I apologize for my compatriot's insolence and absolute ignorance of things.
Well, through the government shutdown, especially with our committee, it's not crazy, crazy impactful. Yes, there are some people that are out of work, but it's for the greater good of the country. As obviously someone like you who runs a political podcast can say.
All right.
I believe that the justification for this shutdown in regards to us, building a massive wall is a pretty ridiculous reason to shut down a massive amount of jobs just so that you can build a wall.
So are you saying you don't want our borders secure?
I believe that $5.7 billion would make way more sense to be put towards technologically advancing our border security and not resorting to a primitive wall. There's so many other options that we have, like increasing the amount of border patrols that we have, or using technology in order that we can in a way so that we can see the drugs, if they are smuggling any in, and therefore allow those that are trying to do their best in. But a wall keeps the good and the bad out, and that's rude.
And it's not even entirely effective because 40% of undocumented immigrants come in by air.
And again, we're getting a bit off topic, so again, back to how the government shut down.
I'm very sorry. He's trying to weasel his way into the Homeland Security.
I see. The ignorance of the Democrats
Department.
Is just ridiculous.
Well, how is the... Excuse me.
Republicans are ignoring science.
How strange.
I'm sorry, that's my false facts alarm.
Let's move on.
This is clearly fake news.
All right.
You're fake news.
Excuse me? Are we really resorting to childlike, primitive comebacks?
You're a childlike, primitive comeback.
This obviously proves the non-existent intelligence of our Democrats.
All right, but we need to focus again on the government shutdown affecting the committee. I know your committee does work and research. Has this prevented any of this from happening or postponed or... what other impacts have been
Many
left?
Research projects have lost, some degree of funding or have had to work without funding. Mm. So it's cutting down on that, not to mention that with our regulatory, laws being in place, they're not actually being enforced, which means that substances and chemicals aren't being regulated as of during this government shutdown. So we definitely need to get the government back up in order for the preservation of, human life, because that's just as valuable.
So the government is back up, if you haven't realized.
We need to get it staying back up, as opposed to a 3-week timer.
If you guys would just fund our wall, then it would stay up for...
If you guys would stop trying to build a wall, then we wouldn't need this.
But all scientific studies have faced, or at least all good scientific studies, have faced backlash or delays or lack of their funding.
This is true, yeah.
This is a lot of environment talk, coming from someone who voted no on prohibiting eminent domain for use as parks and grazing land.
Why should we, if we're conserving our ecosystems, which is good, it's very good, that's what the whole point of our committee is. But we can't do that by taking the property of the United States citizens. You can't take someone else's rights away so that a tree can stand alone.
Well, this is a national park, so there's a lot of trees. None of them are standing alone.
Sir, you know what I mean.
We should keep these open as long as possible and use them as parks.
We're not closing them down and building houses there. That is the whole point of protecting the environment. We are just saying that you cannot take someone's land using eminent domain. You do know what that is, sir.
Yes.
Really, then what is eminent domain?
Eminent domain is a very complex topic, and it's the right of the government or its agent to expropriate private property for public use with payment of compensation. These national parks should be open for free to be enjoyed by those of all levels of wealth. If you privatize them, it will lead
That's
to them getting...
That's not what we're doing, sir. That's not what eminent domain is. Eminent domain is taking someone's property and paying them for it.
Well, this is the government's property.
I'm saying if there is a housing project next to a national park, the government can then say, hey, we are going to buy this, and we will give them compensation money and have them move out so that we can destroy their housing to further the national park. That is what eminent domain is.
That's fiscally irresponsible.
Why do you think I voted no on it then? Or, wait. I'm very old. I'm very sorry.
I believe you voted yes on doing privatized, not offering money in compensation for land.
What are your opinions on this, James Inhofe?
I agree with... I truly apologize. I agree with John Barrasso in his opinions on this topic, as we are both Republican. We both voted yes on this subject.
I voted yes, sir, on prohibiting the use of eminent domain to largen parks. Largen is not a word. I'm very stressed. The government is stressful.
This bill was, you know, over 10 years ago, so I'll give you that.
It was over 10 years ago. But I voted yes to prohibit the use of taking someone's property, paying them for it, and telling them to move somewhere else just because you want to plant a couple extra trees.
But we want those extra trees.
These trees have national parks, sir. We have them.
It's not that the national parks aren't large enough, like, already. They're already huge, and we have many, many, many trees. So if you're just going to take down a house to plant another one, that's useless.
What about that person?
People are being compensated for that.
What if it's that person's dream home?
I'd like to interrupt this argument for a moment to thank our sponsor, the Flat Earth Society. They have members all over the globe proving that the Earth is indeed flat. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Now let's continue on. Let's go to a new topic. What do you think of Andrew Wheeler becoming administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you think of Andrew Wheeler potentially becoming the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency?
I wholeheartedly support our president's decision to appoint Andrew Wheeler, or Anthony, is that his name? I'm sorry.
It's Andrew Wheeler.
Andrew, thank you, young lady.
I truly believe that whatever President Trump has to say about appointing these administrators of our committee, of the Environmental Protection Agency, I apologize. I believe that his opinion is going to be correct no matter what, and that he's not going to be wrong with his decision, so why should we question him?
I agree that we should question. There's always reason to question someone's decisions, but I feel that President Trump has made the correct decision in this situation.
Okay, how?
Because Andrew Wheeler was the vice administrator of the EPA since 2018.
He's a former coal industry lobbyist. How is someone whose industry details the horrors of humans' interaction with the environment become the head of the EPA? How does that make any sense?
He was assistant EPA. Obviously, he can do his job, and there is such a thing as separating your own interest with your work.
That, I do not believe that. Trump has promised on multiple occasions. Trump has promised on multiple occasions that he would bring the coal mining industry back to where it was. The whole reason that we, as Democrats, have been imposing regulations is to actually to support the environment as above the coal industry.
Just because Trump is appointing someone does not mean that they are necessarily in Trump's pocket. I hope you do realize that.
I believe that, but this is a conflict of interest. Nobody would purposely put in regulations on coal mining when their own personal wealth will then be jeopardized. It's not human. It will happen. You cannot say that the government isn't semi-corrupted and then placing someone...
Are you admitting to being a corrupt government official?
I am. No, absolutely not.
Then why would you bring that up?
Because this is a public stereotype among Americans. Americans believe their government is just a bunch of clogs constantly getting knocked together and never actually getting anything done. Government shutdown. And placing a coal industry lobbyist.
Pay for the wall.
That's dumb.
You're acting like a toddler, sir.
You're the one who's coughing, even though I started it. Coal industry lobbyist is the head of the EPA. The Environmental Protection Agency is the head of I'm losing. I need to adjust my pacemaker.
What do you think could be done to...
I'm going to let Cory Booker take this one for a second. I'm sure he is well-versified in the sense that this is stupid.
All right. Mr. Booker, what do you think could be done to help improve this committee and the... Yeah. This
committee. I think... Well, may I add on the topic of Mr. Wheeler's appointment, when he was a lobbyist at Fager Baker Daniels Consulting. His top client was a coal magnate named Robert E. Murray, who was chief executive of Murray Energy. He received over $2.7 million from Murray. So I think someone who did receive money from the coal industry and was a lobbyist for the coal industry absolutely should not be considered.
Yes, but he was also a lobbyist for the Clean Energy Act.
May I just say that Murray also has a history of causing multiple mining accidents, one that occurred only a couple years ago in which he did not compensate families.
Yes, but we are not appointing Murray to the head of the EPA, are we?
We are appointing someone in collusion with Murray.
But you guys, okay, you guys are focusing on all the negatives of...
What about the positives?
Exactly.
I agree with my He
believes that environmental regulations are not necessarily driving to have more environmental progress, and I believe that we also, yeah, that we do need to make less environmental restrictions because it's just limiting what we can do as a committee.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Just pause. I can't
pause. All right, what other improvements do you think could be made to the committee to help solve current problems that we have?
Well, I still definitely think that Wheeler would be a very good choice for EPA, especially with his background, especially in 2016 when he was one of the main backers for the Clean Energy Act.
Exactly.
He is questioning the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
But climate change isn't real.
There are so many studies to prove that climate change.
But there are also studies to prove that the Earth naturally does that.
You're just saying that because you want to push your own agenda, and that's fairly selfish of you, and how dare you make that point?
How are clean oceans benefiting me as a politician?
Because then you get reelected.
Is it that everybody's goal?
It is everybody's goal. That's why we are working towards the betterment of the country, so that we can stay in power.
May I just say that the head of your party has tweeted saying, where is climate change now in response to the polar vortex in the Midwest? So,
sir, I do believe you are confusing me with our president. I am not Donald Trump.
You represent his party, do you know?
But I represent
he is
me.
Not. He is
I
not
represent
Trump.
My political interests and my political thoughts on different situations. My thoughts differ from President Trump's, which actually, surprisingly, is human.
Just because they are of the same party does not mean they have the exact same brain, so stop assuming that they do.
Then explain, how do you guys differ from
That there is global climate change. I just don't believe in the same causes for it as you do.
It's man-made. There's been
It's
many
not completely
studies.
Man-made. And even if it was, then why haven't we completely destroyed the entire atmosphere by now? If we're using so
because
much coal.
Because of our efforts, me and Cory Booker, to establish
I'm sorry, who's the chair of this committee?
Is this a parenting tactic? I am not your child. You don't get
You're
to
acting
like
one.
Excuse me, sir. Now, let me talk, because we are all civilized gentlemen, are we not?
Yes, but one of us has been throwing a temper tantrum this entire podcast.
All right, let's calm down a little bit, and let's hear your opinions on the marksmanship bill.
I believe...
Absolutely insane.
Excuse me,
How
sir, I do believe
that?
I was talking. I believe that it is perfectly reasonable.
It would be a good decision.
While I do believe that those with guns should definitely be trained, having, integrating so many more gun, ranges will only worsen the already existing problem that we have in regards to gun control.
If you're so concerned about gun control, and I do believe a lot of the members of your party, since, you know, you're a part of that party, so you have the exact same views as them, believes that, you know, we should train those who have firearms in the proper way to use firearms. So why would you deny a bill that trains people in the proper use of firearms?
Because it's it's not that it's the training part that I disagree with. It's the fact that they're giving guns to a lot more people a lot quicker. We need to get more gun control before we can start training these people who should be allowed to have guns. I do not disagree with the Second Amendment. I disagree with the implementation of how we're using the Second Amendment.
Yes, and making more gun ranges further normalizes the ownership of guns, which is not what we want.
Sir, I do believe the way that we are implementing the Second Amendment is the way that our constitutional founders wrote it. So, if we are going to have a Second Amendment, and we are going to arm those citizens who wish to be armed to defend themselves, which is a constitutional right, then we should give them a place to work on their skills with said weapons so they don't injure themselves or someone else on accident.
Because if they're not going to be trained, then other people are going to get hurt. So if they need to be trained so they know how to use them properly, so then they can properly defend themselves if the time comes.
I completely believe in training those that are allowed to have, those that should be allowed to have guns. I disagree with how many people we are allowing to have guns and the amount and how easy it is to get guns.
Sir, are you saying
that believe this is not a law giving people guns. It is not doing
it
that.
It is not. It is
not. Is giving them a place to train said weapon so they don't hurt people.
As my fellow congressman said, it normalizes the ownership of guns. And while I do believe that
gun
should be
normal. Gun ownership is already normalized.
And so are you saying that you're going to give some people constitutional rights and other people not?
No, that's not what he's saying at all.
No. I believe
he's talking about the social implications of owning guns and that it makes it more accepted to own guns, which is
why is it wrong to accept guns? We accept the LGBT community, don't we?
Well, gun ownership is a conscious choice. Being LGBT is not. That's something you're born with.
I do believe that it's a choice, sir. But if we're going to normalize certain groups and we're not going to normalize others, why normalize anything at all?
Well, because one group is changing their gender identity. The other can shoot you. You cannot compare the two. They are two completely
different. Could a transgender, whatever the heck, own a gun and shoot you in the face? Yes.
Well, they could, but that's because they own a gun, not because they're transgender.
I'm saying that normalizing firearms is not an issue, especially since it is an amendment.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining me today for my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. This has been a great time, everybody. And this was the Environmental and Public Works Committee. Have a good night.
I need a nap.
Harper's in the pocket of the LGBT community.
Barrasso hates the world.
You can't manage money correctly.
Well, you think climate change isn't real.
I do. She doesn't.
Climate change isn't real.
Good night.